Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Senator Amy Sinclair, chair of the Senate Education Committee, about her priorities for the new session, which starts today.
The thing I really want to ask you about is you have been named Senate Education Chair. Obviously, in this session, also, something that's influencing everything is budget. So just start by telling us, what are the priorities for education in this session, and how is that affected by the budget?
This fiscal year 17, the one we're currently operating out of, because of the revenue estimating conference coming in and decreasing the amount of available cash, we are required to meet that 99% spending limitation. And so we have to go in to this very session, the very first week, we'll have to start deappropriating funds to given segments of the state budget. That being said, you asked about education. I know it is indeed one of the governor's priorities to hold K-12 education harmless in that process, which I was excited to hear for a couple of reasons. Number one, when I talk to business and industry, their biggest concern is that they don't have a skilled workforce. Where do we get a skilled workforce? That comes from educating the kids in our neighborhoods. Reason number two I'm excited education will be held harmless is that when we give the state cost per pupil for funding for local school districts, they are guaranteed that spending authority, which means that even if the state doesn't come in and give them those dollars, they are able to make up the loss of those dollars if we don't pay it through levying local property taxes. So it's important to hold that harmless as well, in an effort to not increase property taxes for the folks who live in and work in a given school district. And so for a couple of reasons, I am excited that the governor has said that he would like to make sure K-12 education is held harmless. So that being said, let's wander into our priorities for this session year 17, I believe it's the 87th General Assembly. Let's look at the priorities of going into the Education Committee there. As you said, I've been named the chair of the Education Committee. I've been ranking member of the Education Committee in the past while the Republicans were in the minority. And so transitioning into the job of the chair won't be a large stretch. What it will mean is that those priorities that I learned from my caucus and from the people I represent as far as where we want to take education for the future, those priorities now get to become my agenda. And it's where we will take the state in trying to accomplish those. A couple of things are going to be priorities for me. Number one, I want to make sure that we're setting a clear number quickly, efficiently for public schools to know what their allowable expenditures are, what that rate of state supplemental aid will be. I want them to know the dollar figure attached to each child's head so that they're able to efficiently budget and set their budgets for this coming fiscal year and into the future. And so I expect that I will come into the committee and get that number set and established quickly after the governor releases his budget on January 10th. So that's priority number one, is setting the rate of supplemental state aid. Priority number two will be to address something that I've been trying to address for a couple of years as ranking member, and that is to deal with some of the inequities that are built into our funding system here in the state. There's a $175 difference between the cost per pupil that's allowed for school districts across the state. Some schools get to locally levy up to an additional $175, and where that came from, I don't know. It was before my time in the Senate, maybe before my time alive, but it's been a built-in part of the formula. And there are districts that are really suffering under that. In the news of note lately would be the Davenport School District, where in direct violation of the law, that superintendent was budgeting and spending more than he was allowed based on his student enrollment. He was advised by the Department of Education, the Budget Review Committee, that he could not do that. And it's my understanding that he was recommended to the Board of Educational Examiners to have his qualifications reviewed. I don't agree with the way that the superintendent went about handling the situation. I do agree with his sentiment. His children in his district should not be worth less, if you will, than in the neighboring district. The per pupil value placed on those children was $175 less than the neighboring district. And when you extrapolate that out over a district the size of Davenport, it's real money. It's real dollars that could be going into their classrooms. And so dealing with that inequity across the state, that's important. The district cost per pupil versus what the state cost per pupil is across even my Senate district varies widely. And so that's going to be one of my priorities going in. And I've drafted a bill, the same bill I had drafted last year, that dealt with that district cost per pupil, as well as dealing with the transportation costs of our rural districts. There are districts paying up to $1,200 per child just to get those kids to the front door. So when you're looking at an average of about $6,500 per pupil going to a given district, and some districts have to cut $1,200 out before that kid gets to the front door, that's significant. It affects what's going on in those individual classrooms, especially when you compare it to districts that may only be paying $35 or $40 per pupil to get the kids to the front door. I am passionate about the fact that a student's quality of education should not be penalized just because of what their zip code is, whether that's because of the district cost per pupil inequity or whether that's because of a transportation cost inequity.
Thanks again to Amy Sinclair. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIA, KRLAT.com.